President Biden recently made history by becoming the first U.S. president to visit Angola, marking his only trip to Africa during his presidency. The visit focused on showcasing U.S.-backed infrastructure projects that aim to connect Angola, Zambia, Congo, and eventually Tanzania, creating a mineral transit system. This initiative is seen as a response to China's significant investments in African infrastructure and resource extraction with the U.S., highlighting its commitment to higher labor and environmental standards. During his time in Angola, President Biden met with Angolan President João Lourenço to commemorate 30 years of U.S.-Angola diplomatic relations and discuss future cooperation in trade, investment, climate, and energy. He also delivered a speech at the National Slavery Museum, emphasizing the importance of acknowledging and learning from the past. One of the focal points of President Biden's visit was the promotion of the Lobito Corridor, a U.S.-funded railway project aimed at countering China's influence in Angola and across Africa. Unlike China's visible infrastructure projects, the U.S. strategy focuses on attracting private investment to support development initiatives in the region. The visit provided an opportunity to explore differing Angolan perspectives on the impacts of U.S. and Chinese investments. It is noteworthy that President Biden's trip to Africa is a significant diplomatic gesture, as it marks the first visit by a U.S. president to the continent since 2015 and the first ever visit to Angola by a sitting U.S. president. The trip, though briefly delayed due to Hurricane Milton, underscores the importance of strengthening partnerships and engaging with countries in Africa on key issues of mutual interest. In conclusion, President Biden's visit to Angola symbolizes a strategic effort to enhance diplomatic relations, promote sustainable development, and address global challenges in partnership with African nations. The trip highlights the U.S.'s commitment to engaging with the continent and underscores the importance of cooperation in fostering peace, prosperity, and stability in the region.